Now the Tsar of this kingdom, let it be said, was not an especially pleasant man. He was an old and fearsome Tsar who owned all the fields and lakes and mountains and trees and flowers. He owned all the animals and the birds and the fishes and the insects too. He even claimed to own the stars themselves. And he threatened to punish people for looking at them without his permission. So vast was the Tsar's greed that he always wanted something more. And the people grew to fear his boundless cravings. Yet Ivan was not afraid of the Tsar, and he went straight into the palace and bowed before him. "O great Tsar," he said, "I have brought you a feather from the Firebird as a gift." The Tsar took the feather, and a smile creased the old man's face. Then he looked down at Ivan and frowned. "Young archer," he sneered, "why have you brought me only the feather of the Firebird? A feather is surely not a fit gift for a Tsar. Bring me the bird itself alive, or I will have you locked up in chains." You can imagine how shocked Ivan was at this, for not even the most skillful of hunters in all of Russia could capture the Firebird. So Ivan bowed again and walked from the palace to where his horse waited. And there he cried softly to himself. "Ivan," his horse of power asked after a while, "why are you weeping?" Ivan told him what the Tsar had commanded, and then the horse spoke up. "I warned you if you took that feather that you would know the meaning of fear, and now you do. Go back to the Tsar and tell him you will capture the Firebird, but first you require 100 sacks of corn and another 50 of buckwheat groats." So Ivan did as his horse said, and that night they scattered corn and wheat over an empty meadow. And the next morning, as the sun slid over the forest, Ivan hid behind a tree. Soon every bird and animal from all over the kingdom gathered there to feast on the grain. And before long, a great wind blew from the north, and the birch trees bent backwards, and the blackbirds stopped their singing, and the Firebird, the great golden creature, spreading sparks from her gilded wings, flew down on the field. And she, too, began to eat. Meanwhile, the horse of power pretended to graze like all the other animals, but slowly made his way ever closer to the Firebird. And when he was near enough, he pressed an iron hoof firmly on the Firebird's wing, pinning down the struggling creature. Ivan then sprang from the tree, bound the bird's feet, and with it rode off to the Tsar's palace. When he got there, Ivan triumphantly placed the Firebird at the foot of the Tsar's throne. And the Tsar was especially pleased, for since the beginning of time, no one, not even a Tsar, had possessed the Firebird. So he promptly ordered the bird locked in a large wooden cage. Then he turned his eyes upon Ivan. "Young archer," he said, "seeing how skillful you were at trapping the Firebird, you will surely be able to bring me the bride I most desire, Princess Vasilisa. She lives in the land of Never, at the edge of the world. Bring her back, and I shall reward you graciously. But if you fail, I will have you hung from your heel."